Hallelujah. St. John chapter 2, verse 18. So the Jews answered and said to him, "What sign do you show to us since you do these things?" Jesus answered and said unto them, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." Then the Jews said, "It has taken 46 years to build this temple, and you will raise it up in 3 days?" But he was speaking of the temple of his body. Therefore, when he had risen from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this to them, and they believed the scriptures and the word which Jesus had said. Thank you, Jesus. Now, when he was in Jerusalem at the Passover during the feast, men believed in his name when they saw the sign which he had did. Philippians. Thank you, Jesus. Philippians 3. From the account of the Apostle Paul, from verse 7 down through verse 12, Paul says, "But what things were given to me, these I have counted loss for Christ. But indeed I also count all things loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and count them as rubbish or dung, that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is from God by faith, and that I may know him and the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of his suffering, being conformed to his death, if by any means I may attain to the resurrection from the dead. Not that I have already attained or am already perfected, but I press on that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus also laid hold of me." Father God, we love you, we praise you, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your very presence in this place. We thank you for the people, God, who have congregated here today to worship and to celebrate you for all that you have done and what you are even doing right now. Lord, we thank you for our word today. We thank you for your people today. Have your way with us, through us, and in us as we decree and declare your word. For it is in Jesus' name we do pray. Can everybody say amen? Before you take your seat, the Lord dropped something in my spirit, and he said in this way, praise God, he did just what he said. But the final power, the point of the message for today is the power of his resurrection. The power of his resurrection. Thank you, Jesus. You may be seated. He did just what he said he will do. And as the scriptures for our morning program, where we see that these women, as they made their way to the sepulcher, early in that morning they came there, praise God, at the rising of the sun, and they came and they were wondering in themselves, how are they going to get that stone away from the door? They wanted to go in and do some things. And they were wondering, but to their surprise, when they got there, the the stone had, you know, had been removed already. Yeah, yeah. Hallelujah. And he looked in and he saw a young man standing in there. And he said to them, "Don't be afraid.
That's right. All right.
The one you seek, he's no longer here. For he is risen." Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. What I'm saying is sometimes we get so worried and so concerned about certain things, but God has already worked it out for you. That's why he said, "Don't worry. Don't be afraid. I got you." Hallelujah. But as we look at the scripture text in John's writing, the Jews, this was a time when Jesus had gone up to worship and he found things in the house of God all out of order. They were doing things that God did not approve of according to his scripture, according to the word. So the Jews were shocked by the action of Christ when he cleansed, of his cleansing of the temple. They were shocked and they were marveled at the fact that he was doing some of the things that he did. See, the Jews' law required every male Jew, 12 years old and above, to attend the Passover. It wasn't you ought to come. It was a requirement that you come out to go to the house of the Lord. And especially on the day of the Passover, from 12 years old. Hallelujah. Lord have mercy. Help us, Jesus. Lord have mercy. We got 10 years, 12 years old, 15 years old, and no requirements for the house of God. Hallelujah. I'm not talking about what the law required, but what parents were required to do. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. He said, write it over the doorpost. Write it over the bedpost. Read it before they go to bed and read it when they get up out of the bed. Hallelujah. Read it before they go out. To pray with them before you go out the door that they will understand and know that God is in control. But today we don't have time. Our jobs are too important. Our activities are too important. And our children are running loose without a word from the home. Oh, God. We are depending on the preacher and the Sunday school teacher. We are depending on the people, the teachers at school to raise our children. My God. But according to the word of God, we as parents has a great responsibility. Hallelujah. Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Hallelujah. The political and religious capital of Israel. Jesus found that the Sanhedrins, the people that were in charge, permitted the selling of sacrificial animals and at exorbitant prices, which was being done in the temple. The church, the temple, the place of worship had gone political, had gone to the opinion of people, gone to the way of man, doing what he felt he was big enough to do. Disgracing the house of God. Hallelujah. Saints of God, why are you talking about that? Look around us today. Hallelujah. What is happening in the place of worship? In the house of God. You got to pay a fee to get in. Put on programs and you got to pay before you can go into the house of worship. My God. Amen. Amen. I didn't come to make friends. I come to give you Jesus. Hallelujah. Because if you're a friend of Jesus, you're a friend of mine. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I didn't come looking for enemies. I didn't come to stir up no trouble. But I come to give the truth. Because the truth will make you free. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And we're wondering why we are going through what we are going through. And we are trying to figure out why everything is going against us and why the church has to go through what is going through. Because the people of God are not standing where God has ordained us to stand. Hallelujah. Seems like every generation something is taken away. Something gets in the way of the church. Amen. There was a time, praise God, and I said this quite often, on Wednesdays, no one would dare schedule a baseball game because that was supposed to be church night. Woo! But now you can't hardly get this church to schedule them on Sunday. They don't. It doesn't matter, praise be to God, because we are quiet and we are silent. We are not crying loud and sparing not. Lift up our voice as a trumpet and to decree that God still deserves the respect. God still deserves honor. His house ought to be blessed. We are acting as if we don't do what the public or the society is doing. We're going to miss something. But we don't realize what we are missing by not taking a stand for Jesus. Hallelujah, glory to God. We don't realize how much we are falling short because of our disobedience. Hallelujah, we don't realize why we are coming up short in life in many areas. Praise God, we come. I said this, I believe, to someone the other day. God dropped it in my spirit. We have turned prayer into gimme God. If I don't have a need, I don't pray. If there's no sickness, I don't bother to pray. If my money, my bank account is all right, I don't bother to pray. Because we have turned, looked to God as a Santa Claus. I don't have God, give me. Prayer was meant for God to be a conversation between God and man. A dialogue. Hallelujah. You talk to God and God will talk back to you. You talk to God because you want to get to know God and God reveal himself. And then God talk to you. Then it helped to get you to know you. You don't know you until you get to know God. Ooh, God, hallelujah. You don't really know you until you get to know God. I didn't know. I thought I knew me. And I thought I was doing pretty good because everybody was telling me I was a good child and I was an obedient child and I didn't curse and swear at nobody. I thought I was a good person and I thought I knew God. But when I got to know, I thought I knew myself. But when I got to know God, when I got to know Jesus, then I got to know me, that I was a filthy mess. Stuff I was doing, I thought I was okay. The word says you ain't okay. You got to give it up. You got to let it go. You got to walk away from it. You got to turn your back on it. See, that's what repentance is all about. A turn away from and a toward. Turn away from the world and stuff and turn to God in faith through Christ Jesus our Lord. See, I thought I was okay. But the word proved to me I wasn't okay. I thought I was doing pretty good. Hallelujah, because man was applauding me and man was patting me on the back. Thank you, Jesus. But the word of God put my feet on straight street. Hallelujah, and let me know I had to make a turn. Praise God, I was on the broad way, but there was a straight and a narrow way that I had to come in line with. Thank you, Jesus. I haven't reached perfection yet, but I'm still working on it every day. Hallelujah. I've not accomplished all yet, but I'm still by the mercy and the grace of God. By the grace of God, I am what I am today. Thank you, Jesus. Not because of my intellect, not because of my skill, my talent, or my abilities, but all because of the grace of God. I can stand here today and say I'm saved and I'm sanctified and I'm Holy Ghost filled and fire baptized. Got Jesus in my life. He's not on my side. He's in my life. And I'm on my way to a greater way. Thank you, Jesus. I ain't boasting about myself, but I'm talking about Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus found them in the place doing all they were big enough to do. Praise God. In the temple. Praise God. When the word he said, you make my father's house a house of merchandise. And he was coming straight from Malachi 3:1-3. Hallelujah. My house will be called a house of prayer for all nations. This is a place where people can come and get restitution, get delivered. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Get delivered from your problems. Praise God. Can come and lay their burdens at my feet. Can put them on the altar and cry out, save me, Jesus. Deliver me, Lord. Help me in my work, whatever I'm going through, because I come to you, Lord. I just want to know you. I want to worship you. It's not about my new clothes. Hallelujah. I don't have on a new robe today. And I don't have on a new suit under this robe, but I got Jesus. Hallelujah. But I got you. Please don't take that as a defense, because you're nice. Don't take that wrong. Please don't take that wrong in the wrong spirit. I'm saying, praise God, thank God for for success, and thank God for the blessing he have allowed you to have things. But that's not the end of you. That's not your worth. That's not your value. Your value and your worth is in Christ Jesus. I don't know about you, but that's where my worth is. My worth and my value is in Christ Jesus. Not where I live, what I ride in. Not what's in my bank account. Not in my retirement account. But it's in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. My worth and my value. I am worth something to God. I am valuable in the sight of God. You can think I'm not. You can condemn me, criticize. You can't condemn me. You can say condemning words to me, but you can't condemn what God has delivered. No man can condemn you, but you can allow people to make you feel condemned. Thank you, Jesus. Because I know where my worth comes from. I know where my value lies. Hallelujah. Not that I'm putting myself up above anybody else, but the Bible says, praise God, you're marvelous and wonderfully and fearfully made. God made you right. Hallelujah. Man may not like the way he made you, but God likes you. Not only, no, God loves you the way he made you. See, we allow people to take power over us and tell us what we are not and what we're not going to be and what we can't be. But God didn't say that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My thoughts towards you are not evil, but they are good. And my desire for you is to have an expected end. That's God's love. Oh, my God. Jesus answered them, praise God, when they began to question him with a deep spiritual truth. Hallelujah. He said, destroy this temple, and in 3 days, I will raise it up. Hallelujah. Today, we wrestle with many prophetic truths due to a lack of spiritual understanding. They didn't understand. They're looking at that building, and they immediately start boasting about it took us 46 years to build this mansion. This cathedral, 46 years, and you tell me you can build it back in 3 days? Who are you? The word, the prophetic message that Jesus was delivering was not about the building. He said, this body, I'll bring it back. Glory to God. You can destroy it, but I'll take it up again. Oh, God, what are you saying, Pastor? People will try to destroy you and kill you and cut you down, but you ought to know that God can build you in spite of the opinion of others. God is about building us. He gave the church 5 gifts for the edifying and for the building up of the body. Hallelujah, evangelist, prophet, the preacher, the teacher, and one other I didn't call. Praise God. And the prophet. Yes. For the what? For the edifying. That's for the edifying, meaning for the building. God give us these 5 gifts to build us up. Ooh. And we allow the enemy come along and say one word, and we find ourselves down crying, oh, God, the devil done beat me. The devil beat me all week. Why you let him beat you? If I was God, that's what I would say. Didn't I give you authority over him? Didn't I give you my name? I give you my word. I put my spirit in you. Why you are sitting on the sideline, poor mouthing about what a defeated foe is doing to you when I've given you the victory? I can't go. I can't do. Get rid of some of that I can't and start believing the Lord that I can. I shall and I will go where you want me to go. Do what you want me to do. Say what you would have me to say. I can do it by the help of God. By the will and the anointing and the power of God. By the name, in the name of Jesus. Oh God. Hallelujah. My God, I can't deal with this today. I'm just going to talk a little bit. Hallelujah. He answered them and let them know. Praise God. As we said today, we wrestle because we don't have spiritual understanding. But Jesus said it and he did just what he said. Hallelujah. It was some time later, but his word didn't fall to the ground. And after he got up from the grave, it came back to his disciples. He said that a long time ago. Hallelujah. And now here it is. Hallelujah. We are giving prophetic words concerning what God said and what God's going to do. And sometimes we can't see it because we are not spiritually intake, save, and all that. But we are looking through the natural. Sometime you got to close your eyes to your surrounding and begin to see God by faith. Say, God, you said it, and you can't lie. I'm going to stand on it. Regardless of what my emotions, saints of God, we got to get up out of our emotions and our feelings and learn to trust God beyond our emotions and our feelings. Your feeling come through, an emotion come through your mind. But your deliverance got to come from your heart. Got to be in your spirit. Because your mind is the playground, praise God, is the battlefield for the enemy to come and attack. Hallelujah. But you know, if you reject it from your mind, it won't mess with your heart. Woo, hallelujah. And then your emotion will be to the glory and to the praise of God. The reason why sometimes we can't praise him, because our mind has been attacked so much all week long. Somebody has been telling you what you can't do and what you ought not to do, how you shouldn't and this and all of that. Praise be to God. Stop going to church so much and start going here and there. And your mind begin to be pulled, you'll be twisting between what I ought to do. They're doing it and they go to church. They're doing this and they're in church, they're doing this and God love them. Why can't I? It's not expedient for you to do what they're doing. Oh, glory to God. God is calling you to a higher calling. God is calling you to a different playing field. God is calling you to a level in him because he know what he has designed for your life. He know what he has predestined for you. And you can't do what other folks are doing. Just be doing it because they are doing it. You got to separate yourself. Praise God and tell God to sanctify me wholly in this area because this is where I'm weak and I know you can make me strong. Hallelujah. Whatever the lust may be, you got to ask God to deliver me, take me, set me free, make me strong in this area. You may be a good tither and you may be giving your offering, but the enemy will come and attack you in that weak spot. Praise God. He's not going to let go and he's not going to back off because he know that's your weakness. How did he know? You told him so. You let him know that I can't live without this. You ought to be saying, I can't live without Jesus. I can't live without Jesus. But you're saying, I can't live without a woman. I can't live without a man. I got to have, I got to have. I got to have me a car, and I can't make it without this car. The enemy going to come into, he going to tempt you in some way. Because what you say, I can't make it without. That's what he wants to hear you say. When Jesus said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added. Oh, God. Hallelujah. I don't know if I'm going to get to the power of the resurrection, but I'm speaking from the power of his resurrection. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We got to understand that God is not a Christmas and an Easter God. He's not a Mother's Day and a Father's Day God, but he is God every day. He is God of heaven. He's the God of the earth. He is the God of the universe, and he expects to be worshipped every day. Hallelujah. We got to stop going to the smorgasbord, picking and choosing. We got to go and say, Lord, here I am. I need you this day. I need you this hour. I need you this month. My bills ain't like they ought to be, but I still need you. Thank you, Jesus. Everything is looking fine. Got money in reserve, but I still need you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I want to go on a vacation, but I still need you, Jesus. Is it okay for me to go on vacation? Not the pastor, but talk to God. Oh, God. We just pick up because sometimes we do it and we can't afford it. And come back to the church, poem outing. You know you couldn't afford a cruise. You knew that before you went to the bank and borrowed that money. You knew you couldn't afford it. Now why are you back up in church crying? You can't pay your tithe and I can't pay my offering. You know you didn't have the money to go on that cruise. And you try to take the whole family and try to pay their way too. Just for a week of fun. And come back and suffer 5 years for 1 week. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And come quoting scriptures. I want to know him in the power of his resurrection. I want to know him in the fellowship of his. Where you're suffering, get to know him. You put yourself in a position of suffering. Now come on and repent and ask God to help me in my finance. Help me manage my money. Ooh, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I got to preach while you're here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I didn't thought about all this. I got to preach what the Holy Ghost real right now. Because see, Friday night we had a good communion service out here. Ooh, God. Some of y'all thought it robbery to come on Friday night. Friday night communion? What's wrong with Pastor? We do communion on every first Sunday. But my Bible says as often as you do it. He didn't give me no particular day. We do it on Sunday for convenience. But as often as you do it in remembrance. Where were your remembrance Friday night? Where were your remembrance? Hallelujah. It's good for the goose and the gander. Thank you, Jesus. We got to start putting God first in our remembrance. We got to start putting God first in our mind. If you don't put him first in your mind, he'll never become first in your heart. Because you're going to be caught between two opinions. Your mind saying one thing and your heart pleading for another. Your heart deals with your spirit, man. Your mind deals with your flesh, man. Hallelujah. And if you know, if you're not careful, your mind will cause your flesh, man, to have victory every time. Still saved, but you're struggling. Still saved, you go to heaven, but your work's gonna burn. All what you think you're doing good can burn. Woo, hallelujah! Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And he said, I will reward you. That let me know that, hey, this ain't the end of me. This life, hallelujah, something, I just want to make it in. I just want to get to Peter. Who told you Peter going to be on somebody's gate? St. Peter let me in. That's just like I say, Miss Holly, you going to let me in the kingdom? St. Peter, St. John, Paul, and the rest of them got to go through the same door. How could they, St. Peter, let me in, and he's standing at the gate too? Y'all take these old wives' fables and make them scripture, but they're not scripture. Hallelujah. Jesus is going to be the one that lead the saints into the last battle. He's going to be the one riding on the white horse. His name, Jesus, is going to be the one that's going to lead us in the last battle, and the saints shall be with him. Hallelujah. There ain't going to be no Paul on that horse. I know it's a figure of speaking, but it ain't going to be Paul leading us. It's not going to be Peter leading us. They're going to be right there. Hallelujah, those 12, and that 124, and then that 144,000. But we're going to be numbered in that other number. Woo, hallelujah. Sometimes some religion limited that number to 144,000 that's going to inherit the earth. But what happened to the other 144,000 who died before you? All their preaching, all their teaching was in vain. Ain't nothing going to be for them. I don't preach, praise God. If my hope is in this life only, I'm the pastor most miserable. Woo, hallelujah. But there's going to be something greater. There's going to be something better. And there's going to be a more exciting life when I get over there. But in the meantime, I got to enjoy this life here. And I got to have passion. I got to have vigor. I got to have ambition. I got to have desire to do it God's way. And to combat my flesh every day. Y'all think because I'm a bishop, I'm a pastor, I'm your leader, I don't have to fight to keep my sanity in my spirit? Ooh, the devil is lying to you. I rely on my new nature, not my old nature. Because my old nature is present in my flesh. But my new nature is in God, in the Spirit, in the Holy Ghost. And sometimes my flesh nature make it look better than my spirit nature. Hallelujah, because he know he can mess with my flesh. But I got to say, flesh, you a liar. My flesh don't have, my Bible tell me, make no provision for your flesh. Because within the flesh dwelleth no good thing. Oh, I know some of y'all think y'all the best thing ever walk on the face of the earth. You're the most macho man ever walked before a woman. They may be turning their head, but you better keep your head straight. You sisters, you may be turning the guy's head, but you better keep your head straight. You better keep your eyes fixed on Jesus. Because the moment you start looking, look out. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You are enticed by your own lusts. Hallelujah. You can't be tempted by something that is not tempting to you. But you are tempted and drawn away and enticed by your own. What are you saying? You already thought about it. When you got up and you got yourself dressed up and looking good and looking fine and look at them jeans and they were right. And your husband right there in the bed, you walk out the door stepping like you ain't never walked with him before. You're forgetting about the power of the resurrection. Jesus didn't go through the grit down in that grave just to have you looking fine and nice and handsome and all that and to be caught up in your flesh. He went down in that grave and he got up to get you out of that, to make you live above that. It's a natural thing. It's a natural thing. Praise God. You ain't going to die to what's natural, but you got to have power over what is natural. You got to learn how to not to yield to temptation. You're going to be tempted. Some of y'all think y'all so saved you and nothing can tempt you. And you're burning in your flesh. Hallelujah. Can't sleep at night. Woo. Waking up all time of night. Is that one for me, God? These romantic, these Christian, you gotta watch them Christian dating scene. That's a target for the church. They hang Christian on anything now. They will hang Christian on anything to get the church attention. Oh, that's a Christian. I'm a Christian. I can go there and find me somebody. You ought to check the odds. Hallelujah. In all of them. Hallelujah. I'm sorry, young lady. I'm sorry, young brother, single man. But you need to check some stuff out. Heard a woman say that, I don't want to know nothing about his past. I don't want to know nothing about his past. Why should I know about his past? You better find out. Joker might be a mass murderer. Looking good, standing tall, and smelling good. And got your heart spinning, your head done flip. And one night you wake up and that joker ain't one of his mood. You done said I do, and he said I will. And you wake up one night, find that joker standing over your bed, eyes red. Where you been? What do you mean? Where that coming from? Guilt is eating him. Instead of yielding to the Spirit of God that's trying to deal with him, he getting mad with his wife. That role play both ways, you know. That role go both ways. You cannot walk half-stepping and expect to know the power of God's, of Jesus' resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering. If you want to know the power of his resurrection, you got to do what Paul says. I count all things as dung that I may win the excellency, the greatness, and the better means of Christ. When you get saved, you just begun. Sometimes we get so saved and we get so saved in a week and he's ready to preach next week. Because you have good memory of scripture. Quoting scriptures don't make you a person in God. Now, I know that sounds a little odd. You're supposed to learn the scripture, most of the quote, but that don't take you to another level because you remember those other books you used to read. Them Harlem, what do you call them? You know, yeah, y'all, you remember them. Some of y'all got your husband, some of y'all got your wife, but I remember them. So what, you go just remembering scripture, they're going to get you to know Jesus. You got to spend some time. Not only commit to memory, but commit it in your heart. What did David say? Thy word have I hid in my heart, not in my mind. And he still had to struggle. You and I are going to have struggles and suffering too. Praise God. Even we have the word and it's in our heart. But temptation still will come. You ain't immune. Lord have mercy. Hallelujah. Ooh, my time is up. I'm going to give it over to the children about now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. There were some points I wanted to make. Paul said, I must win Christ. Now, this is a saved apostle. Preaching, got thrown in prison. Preaching from behind the bars. And ain't complaining. Lord, what's that? Give me prayer. Lord, when you gonna get me out of here? Lord, when you gonna get this thrown out of my flesh? I came to you two times, and your third time you said, your grace is sufficient. So Paul said, okay, God. You didn't hear that complaint no more. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But Paul said, I must win Christ. Why? He said that I must do these things that I may win him. I must win him. It sounded as if it make it in your natural mind think that God is running from him. It make you think that Jesus is making it hard for him. No, the hardness wasn't Jesus or God backing away from Paul. It was what in his flesh. Y'all read Romans, what, Romans 7? He was saying, I got to win him over what's in my flesh. Those inklings, which we call proclivities, that are in my flesh, is still fighting against what I know is the law of God. So I got to win over, I got to win him in my spiritual mind. In my spiritual walk. I got to win him. I must know him in the power of his resurrection. My God, if y'all watching the Bible story and the Passion of Christ, you saw the final state of the suffering. Hallelujah. And we're here today because we remember. I'm going to cut this short. I got some more, but I'm going to cut it short. Hallelujah. Let me tell you this. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It was not, hallelujah, Paul did not wrestle about whether it was an egg. He didn't wrestle whether it was a bunny. Hallelujah. No. He said, I got to win Christ. I got to win him. See, we are being deceived in some areas. Whether it's the egg, or whether it's the bunny, or was it the resurrection? The resurrection got me here. Them pearly color eggs didn't get me here. And that floppy ear bunny didn't get me here. It was the resurrection that brought me here. It was the resurrection that kept me, that's keeping me going, because I know that it's real. Somebody may have doubts about it, but this old preacher don't have no doubts about his resurrection. This old preacher don't have no doubt about who Jesus is. Hallelujah. I know he is the Son of God, man of God, manifest in the flesh. He was a son in the flesh, but he was God in the Holy Ghost, God in the Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Christ, God in Christ, reconciling the world to himself. The multifacet of our great God. Oh, Lord, we can give you three manifestations, but there's more. Every title in the Old Testament, Jehovah Jireh, Shalom, and all those other 27 titles is all pointing toward Jesus Christ, the Alpha and the Omega. He said, I am the Alpha. That's what he told John, and I'm the Omega. I'm the beginning and the end. I'm the first and the last. Woo. Hallelujah. Who that was talking to John? That would sound like it was Jesus to me. If you read your Bible, it's in red. Woo. Y'all, the pure believers are only in the red. Jesus was talking then. Hallelujah. He let me know that he is the Son, he's the Father, and he is the Holy Ghost. All wrapped up in one. Oh, God, hallelujah. He is the power. He is eternal life. He is my joy. He is my peace. He is my hope. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The joy. He's my joy. He's my strength. Hallelujah. He's all that. And some more. Hallelujah. Some of y'all may have been a midnight rambler, but he got you out of your rambling. Hallelujah. Some of y'all might have been a baller sucker. Oh, hallelujah. Y'all don't like that terminology, but that's what it was. You didn't put that soldier down until he was dead. And that, you had him sitting up on the table. He said, lay that soldier down. He is dead. See, I've been there. I know what I'm talking about. You don't keep a dead soldier standing up. When you finish that fifth, you laid him down. He's dead. Let's crack another one. I call them bottle suckers. They were hooked. Had an addiction. Hallelujah. And I can go to several other areas of life where we've been addicted. Because I had my addiction. It wasn't liquor. My, you can believe it or not, my addiction was car.
Everybody got quiet on that. How can you get addicted to a car? I was addicted to the nitro. The fumes. That when you rev it up, my adrenaline got to flowing. My left leg got to shaking. I was ready to shift something. Hallelujah. I would put me, get me, like the guys go walking in the gym now with the headphone. I put me a tape in my earphone and I believe it was Stevie Wonder, went for a fast one. And that kept me calm. Kept my adrenaline flowing, but kept me calm. Hallelujah. So when the light turned green, I was ready to go. I was addicted. If you don't believe it, ask First Lady. And ask Raina. I had Raina saying, Zoom-ya, Zoom-ya. She could make the sound of them cars. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That's an addiction. Anytime you get out of your bed 2 o'clock in the morning, leave your wife and your children home to go race a car, that's an addiction. I was addicted to racing and the fumes. I was wanting to drive one of them rails so bad. I did. I was halfway scared, but I said, with a little practice, I can get it. I can't do it wide open the first time. I can't turn 300 miles an hour right away. But I believe I can work up to it. And even when I see one blow up now, it don't scare me. Oh, I say, oh, God, that's bad. That thing still got a hold of me somewhere. I believe right now in my age, if I turn down this Bible and go back out there, I believe in myself. I know, my reflex is not as quick. But I believe I can make a good showing still. Hallelujah. You what you're saying? What do I'm saying? That old nature stays there. And a lot of you ignoring that old nature. And it just waiting to snatch you. Snatch you back. And because you have convinced yourself and you've told the devil you can't make it without. So he's going to help you out. He's going to be that thief that come to rob, to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Destroy what? Your relationship with God. Make you ineffective in the kingdom. He can't unsave you, but he can stop you from being effective in the kingdom. Because every time you go to open your mouth to witness, there it is. Ooh. And the reason why there, you didn't repent. Why you didn't repent? Because you ain't ready to stop. You come to the altar and you cry out on Sunday, Lord, help me. But Monday, you right back, yep, 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 yep. Listen. Being entertained by the same thing you brought and left at the altar. You don't have enough spiritual strength to get up and say, the devil, you's a liar. I tell that prayer, I'm saved. And I'm sanctified by the word and the power of God. Are you? I go to church too. I sing on the choir. The pastor made me a deacon. Are you saved? Where is your wife? Well, she's home. She's a good wife. But I just like the way you look. Oh, boy, the Holy Ghost is talking to somebody right about now. Hallelujah. It's time for us to come out of the closet. The lesbian and the homosexual, they're out. But the Christian's still up in the closet. You got to come on out of that closet. Stop your cross-dressing. Transgender. Well, they're doing it in their mind, though. They're not doing it literally. They're doing it in their mind. Get on, go a cruise, go out the country. Ain't no old pastor know me. Them old saints can't come and talk about me now. I'm in Aruba. They ain't over here. Hallelujah. Where can I go from the presence of the Lord? Where can I go from the presence? If I take the wings of an eagle and go to the highest of heights, if I go to the depths of the sea, he is there. Take the wings of the morning and go to the east or the west or the north or the south as far as I can go. Guess what? When you get there, God is waiting. Hey, welcome. I'm here for you. Why I'm here for you? Because I promise I'll never leave you, nor will I forsake you. So when you step off that cruise, Jesus is right there with you. And you need to stop ignoring the Holy Ghost. Because if you got the Spirit of God and the Word of God in you, God ain't going to let you get up into nothing and he don't remind you of it before you get in it. He's not going to let you walk up in nothing that you're not reminded of in your flesh. That's why James said that you're drawn away and enticed of your own lust. No, don't ever say you have been tempted by God. It's that lust that in your flesh that caused you to plan that trip. I'm helping somebody up in here on this Easter Sunday. Hallelujah. I didn't come to condemn. I'm coming to give you light into the truth of God. Jesus did what he said he was going to do. Hallelujah. We just got to get connected with the power of his resurrection and be willing to go through some suffering. And that's what he said. And the fellowship. And the fellowship of his suffering is common to have to suffer. It should be. Hallelujah. It's not nothing strange. Don't think it's something strange is happening to you. He was tempted in all points, just as you and I, but yet without sin. But in that same temptation, he'll make a way of escape. Woo! But you got to get connected with the power. Stand to your feet.